I can't believe how bad you guys are blowing it out there. I'm sitting on Twitter and I'm watching things go wrong, and I had to step up and someone had to address this. I call it the art of the follow back. You gotta realize I have a big site and people add me, and out of kindness, it's common courtesy to follow someone back. They follow you, so your kindness, I follow them back. I didn't really want to learn about penguins, but you were nice enough to follow me many times. Unless it's a really weird site, I'll follow you back. But the problem is multiple levels of problems here. You guys are not using that follow back to your advantage. First off, you're acting like I came to you. Hey, I didn't come to you for penguins. You came to me first. I came to you out of courtesy. So don't email me or DM me exactly like, hey, I know you love penguins. No, you knew you followed me and I followed you back. So that instantly treating me like I'm an obsessed fan is wrong and instantly a turnoff for me. Because I'm not a Bieber follower. I'm not a musician follower where I might be following a musician because I love them. No, I followed you back. You know your site's a little obscure and that you follow me, I'm following you back. Please treat me like that. Okay, next, stop acting like you're giving away free gold. What you got to give away is not free gold. It's an idea, it's an introduction to something, but most of you out there say, this is the greatest thing ever. You know, it's not the greatest thing ever. Don't introduce me like you're giving away free gold. Everybody does that. You're putting 300 exclamation points on it. I'm getting a DM from you, and your first introduction to me is punching me with all these exclamation points. Please, calm down. That's like you're shouting at me, and I don't even know you yet. Next, give me a sample. I had a heavy metal band tell me, hey, I'm going to give you free heavy metal, blah, blah, blah. They're like, we're a new style of heavy metal. I was like, oh, first of all, I really don't like heavy metal. I don't know if I'm going to like your new style. They're like, give me your email address and I'll send. No. First of all, give me a sample. Give me a sample. And if I like it, I go, oh, this is cool. Maybe I'll follow your band and maybe I'll want your sample. Maybe I'll want your music. But give me a taste of it. Give everybody a taste before you come hitting them over the head with stuff. Okay, the next thing is, this is very important, so listen up. This has got to be personal. You've got a chance now, because I followed you back, to make it personal between us, to make what you're giving, you know, good. But what you're doing is this, and I know it because I can just pull them up right now and show you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, cut and paste. You're cutting and paste your same message to everybody. You know what? Nothing positive comes out of cut and paste. Cut and paste is not friendly. It's not nice. I don't care how you're doing your data out into the world or how you're doing your tweets, how you're cut and pasting them. But when you DM me, you should make it personal. Hey, you aren't Pepsi. I know you're not Pepsi. You're not that busy. You can't type a little extra on there. Now, you might have your main form, but make it personal. You're trying to make a connection with me, and I can smell a cut and paste a mile away, and I'm sure anybody that has half a brain that you would even want to connect with, well, they can smell it too. So stop cutting and pasting and take time to develop a personal relationship. And that falls onto my next thought. Is that what we want to do here? You want to build a relationship with me, don't you? There's a build up to that. You don't come clobber me over the head. I think I got one the other day. It was like 2 pages long. The 2 pages long, where you're just basically giving me a cut and paste that's 2 pages long, is something that's not building a relationship. In the same email, if this was a regular relationship, you're asking me on a date, you're asking me to get engaged, you're asking me to marry you, all in one email. I'm like, seriously, slow down. It's a buildup. You've got the chance because of the follow back to build a relationship with me. And you don't want to ask me to marry you on the first DM, okay? So slow down. Now, here's probably a good thought for you. Now, look at your DMs. If they're all doing that, then you don't need to be doing that. If it's one thing, if everybody does it, what happens is we as the audience build up a shield to it. It's kind of like if you live in Los Angeles, everybody asks you for a dollar. You become immune to it. I don't even pay attention when someone says, can I have a cigarette? Can I have a dollar in Los Angeles? It's just another day of Hollywood walking through here and I want a dollar, I want a cigarette. Those words just dissipate on me because everyone out there is doing that on the street. So when you go in the world of Twitter, you've got to realize if everybody's doing it, you shouldn't be doing it. So when you saw everybody cutting and pasting, or you saw everybody using the basic intro, don't use that intro. Don't do what they're doing. Make what you do totally different from everybody else. Make it yours. And that's part of the art of the follow back. We're going to build up a relationship that's different from anybody else's. And make yourself different. And maybe that'll pique my interest. And maybe in that process, you'll build a fan. And I will watch your tweets. And I'll not only follow you, but I'll retweet you. And that is the beginning of the art of the follow back.